Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I want to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
Where are you getting your dose of comedy these days? Is it television, the movies? Or maybe it's online. If you're a big fan of sketch comedy, then you want to tap into NorthsideComedy.com, a unique style of comedy unlike any other. Anything online or on television right now. They got this non-stereotypical, stereotype style of comedy that you got to listen to. You got to watch. I don't even know if that makes sense, but furthermore, get your laughter box ready, put your hands together, and welcome Northside Comedy and its creators, Lamar Woods and Weldon Powers.
What's happening?
Woo.
What's up?
Lamar Weldon, are you on the line?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, I am good. Hey, I'm happy to have y'all on the show. How y'all feeling?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling good. Thanks for having us on the show, Motown. Appreciate that.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Y'all are breaking, like, strides out there in the comedy world online, so I got to have you on the show. Maybe y'all put me on your show in the future. You know what I'm saying? It's all about working out and making some things happen. So, but I'm very impressed with what you're doing with this online sketch comedy channel on YouTube. Tell me about it. Tell me about NorthsideComedy.com.
Oh, well, basically what we're doing, we shoot online internet videos for our YouTube channel called The North Side, which is this crazy place where all types of stuff happens in this area of town, the North Side. And we've been doing it for 2 years now, putting out videos online, creating a presence, and getting a laugh on.
And that, indeed, we are doing. Every time I watch a video, I can't help but laugh. And, you know, and I can't help but wonder how y'all minds are wired, because it ain't normal, you know? Your minds are not normal, the way you approach these different types of situations, but that's cool. That's cool. You know, normal people don't make it in the world. You know, you got to be a little crazy, insane. I'm not saying that's what you are, but, you know, you don't think like everybody else.
Oh, no, we're crazy.
Yeah. Oh, you're crazy. Okay, good. You admitted to that. And it's coming out in your comedy in a very unique style, and I like that. It's a non-stereotypical stereotype. I don't know if that quite makes sense to me, but can you break that down?
Well, basically, it's a twofold thing. On one hand, we try as hard as we can to create roles that aren't based in stereotypes. So, like, a lot of when me and Weldon are writing our scripts, we try to write a script that any actor can play, no matter what race they are, but we'll cast it with all minorities, and then showing that these minorities can play any type of role. It doesn't have to be specific to a stereotype. But at the same time, even having stereotypes, if you fall into a stereotype, put them in a non-stereotypical place. Like, say you have a pimp, we're going to put them in a magical forest running around after a little Bo Peep. And with magical powers.
Nice. Yo, this is clever because, you know, we all in Hollywood and we know how it is for a brother out here in Hollywood. They got these roles that we don't often want to do. Sometimes they want to put us in the dress. Sometimes they want us to be gangsters. And then the most popular is the deadbeat all the time. Thank you. It's the deadbeat dad that don't take care of his children. So, but y'all are totally revolutionizing this. You're doing it online. You're making things happen. I'm gonna throw a challenge for you, and maybe you can, you know, you can hit it on the spot. But what would you do with that typical stereotype of a black brother who doesn't take care of his children and lives with his mama? What would you do with that common stereotype that Hollywood loves to portray, and how would you address it in your film?
I would probably have him. That's a good one. That's a tough stereotype right there.
Well, you know what? You might have to cast.
Stereotype.
You know what? I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but you might have to cast me, and we're going to have to tackle it down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're up for the challenge for sure.
And that's the beauty of what you're doing, because it's not particularly easy. It takes creative minds working together and to untangle this situation and package it into something that everybody can relate to while breaking down stereotypes. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah, amen. There you go. Amen.
I knew I was going to say amen today.
I got to say amen more often on this show, especially when you're doing something like this. So the North Side, break the North Side down for me. We're talking about the North Side of Los Angeles, North Side of New York. What is the North Side for you and for the Comedy Channel?
Well, for us,
I think the North Side. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Will.
Okay, yeah, I think the North Side is more or less just representing, the crazy part of town that we have in every city in America. So as much, you know, Lamar and I are from Atlanta, Georgia, and that's definitely where we get a lot of our influence from, but, you know, there definitely is the crazy area in every part of town, and I think that's what the North Side is supposed to represent, that part of the city.
Okay.
Right, right. And I think what's good about from where we're from in the North Side of Atlanta, it was always this part of Atlanta that was people were coming from all over the place, so it had a really diverse palette of people we all interacted with, which I think it influenced me and Weldon a lot to be able to get along and create comedy that isn't so stereotypical and put it out online for, like, an audience that is available to be meeting people from different areas and different backgrounds of all types. And
yeah, in Atlanta, we were hanging out with rappers, thugs, and hippies, you know, it didn't matter. We were hanging out with everybody.
Yeah.
Nice. So in Atlanta, so y'all grew up together. Y'all knew each other for a while. So y'all must share the same experiences and things like that.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think a lot of our influences definitely came together. Like, I mean, all we used to do is, like, after school, I'm going to his house to watch The Simpsons. So we're watching The Simpsons, like, every day, you know, like, the music we're listening to, like, all our influences are definitely coming from the same boat. But at the same time, I think me and Walter are very completely different in the same way, too. Like, you know, like, I used to be a rapper, and he's making films, and he used to read comic books and stuff like that is coming together, too. So at the same time, we're, like, influenced by a lot of things, but also very different at the same time.
Nice. Now, y'all didn't share the same girlfriends or anything like that, too, did y'all?
No, not right now.
Oh, not right now. Okay, all right. Maybe down the line in the future. I got you. So
we,
when
we
I want
share
you,
everything.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. You're safe. Okay. No homo, as they would say. But so when you're in sketch comedy, as you are, you've got to have some deep influences. I mean, I'm thinking off the top, the last few decades, Saturday Night Live has been a part of our history. Then you had The Living Color and The Chappelle Show. Is there any of those that you gravitate to the most, or any others that I didn't mention?
I think we pull influences from basically all those shows you just mentioned. I mean, like, you know, obviously Saturday Night Live really kind of popularized the sketch format, and then in Living Color brought minorities in, and not only that, Living Color did many unstereotypical sketches with those minority actors, and then Chappelle Show just brought it to, you know, just such an extreme level with its goofiness and, you know, content-wise. So, I mean, like, definitely, like, those are all building up into what the North Side is now. Like, we definitely take those influences and run with it, but, you know, we try to personalize it, obviously, and you know, put our own spin on those kind of things.
Yeah, yeah, you got to make it yours. You got to make it yours. Dave Chappelle definitely took it to another level. He took it to another level in terms of, you know, how he was addressing his comedy. So, so what I want to talk about next is, are you casting and are you looking towards bringing people on your team, or is this a building process? How does the process work?
Anybody who's really to work for free. I mean, like, our thing is, too, especially living in L.A., what I love about L.A. is, like, a lot of people out here are really down to do work. And I think, you know, we want to just be able to work with as many people as possible. So I think we're always looking for new actors, especially people who want to bring their style of comedy to the North Side, which is, like, what we want to be welcome into all styles of comedy in this arena, what we're doing. And I think so we're always on the lookout. Like, there's no one set crew of people that we use. We're trying to, like, work with different people, even on the back end, from editing to doing sound to mute to the music we use. So I think it's always about, like, working with as many people as possible.
Yeah, but at the same time, we definitely have, you know, like a crew that we, you know, run with. And, you know, we have certain actors that we just, you know, we work with, and we actually just write parts for, because, you know, we like working with them so much. So I think it's a little bit of both, like building as well as just constantly casting and finding new faces.
Nice, nice. Y'all got like an affirmative action clause in y'all studio. Y'all, you know, hire outside of, you know, your ethnic group.
Not necessarily. We definitely push. You know, we push minorities. You know, over. Not necessarily white actors, but I think, you know, we're not opposed to having white actors, but we definitely see that there's a need for, you know, minorities to play these parts. So, you know, we want to be there to, you know, to catch the, you know, the actors that want to do those sort of things.
Yes, right. Yes, and I'm with you 100%, because, you know, the work out here is scarce for us. So I commend you, and I'm on your side 100%. For creating those opportunities, because that's what you're doing. You're giving opportunities, and then it's going to come back to you. So keep on doing what you're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Motown Maurice, and you're listening to Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. I got NorthsideComedy.com and the creators Lamar Woods and Weldon Powers on the line, and I believe we got a caller who has been patiently waiting. Caller from area code 408, you are going to be on the line right now. What is your question or your comment? Please say it now.
Hey, am
I on?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
All right. What's your name, sir?
Hey. My name's Alan.
Hey, Alan. What's your question or comment?
Hey, I just want to say I love Weldon, no homo. I love Lamar, no homo. I love Northside Comedy, no homo. All right?
All right.
You guys.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah, we love you too. Who are you?
No homo.
So, hey,
that's
Alan,
all I
got to
say.
There's one too many no homos there. They cancel each other out if you say it to me.
Yeah.
I did four no homos. It's an even number.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
All right, that settles everything.
Yeah,
so Alan,
straight. I'm so straight.
So, Alan, are you a fan, or do you know these guys?
Oh, I'm a fan.
Nice.
I'm a big fan.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I can't say it a fifth time, because then I'll be gay.
Oh,
if you were, we'd still take the love. Don't worry. Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, thanks for calling, Alan. We appreciate your comment.
Thanks, Alan.
Oh,
love
thank you, man. No homo. Oh, no. God damn it.
No doubt. Thanks,
you
man. Ruined. Take care. Oh, man, that was cool. Hey, it's my speculation that says I think he's been watching Gay Hunt way too many times. Oh, man. For those of y'all listening who haven't seen Gay Hunt, watch it. Check it out. Gay Hunt on NorthsideComedy.com, or you can check him out on the YouTube channel. That is one unique skit. sketch. It was, and the facial expressions are like convincing too. It's like, man, these expressions are like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? Wait a second, it's a little bit too believable, it, you know, in terms of the situation.
Yeah.
So,
well, we,
so
we had a cast on that one that was just like solid. You know, we had Tony Baker, DC Irving, Pip Lilly, and Mandel Butler, who are all comedians and actors in Los Angeles, and they just killed it. You know, so a lot of that, a lot of that goes to them. Stepping up and really working that content.
That was classic. That was classic. I mean, I know that idea didn't start like that. Do you even remember how the idea started?
Honestly, we were like thinking, we were just hanging out, just thinking like, you know, would be, you know, a good way to find out who's gay. Just put a porno in and see who gets a boner first. And we're like, oh, that makes so much sense.
Oh, man.
I write it down.
That is
funny. This is how our brain works. To your point earlier, we are not normal.
So you, this, the whole process of creating these films, these sketches, it has to be not only insightful and fun, but it has to also be a learning experience. I could imagine you've learned a lot.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Even with this sketch, to see how popular sketches get, and like this sketch alone, and we watch the comments on this sketch, and you see it, this sketch actually had an impact on a lot of the way a lot of people felt about homophobia. And I think what we did a good job of with that sketch is like really kind of making fun of homophobia and like how ridiculous it is to think that every little thing that isn't masculine might make you gay or something like that. And like to see people have conversations about that on YouTube is almost a learning experience for me and Weldon of like how important it is what we're putting out, and we shouldn't just put out anything just for whatever. Like this actually has, you know, real stake. Just, you know what I mean?
Yes. I love feedback, and just it's, I've done things, whether it be on stage or on film myself, and one of the best feelings is when the audience responds to areas you're not even expecting. Like, wait a second, that's funny. You know, does that happen to you guys often? Weldon, so does that happen to you guys often, where you display your sketch and they're responding to an area that you didn't expect?
I think it's like half and half. Like a lot of it, especially with Gay Hunt, like we're intentional. Like we did have a kind of like a subtextual message that we wanted to do with that, and you know, we wanted to make fun of homophobia as well as offer some sort of insight. But you know, sometimes the audience just takes the sketch and you know they run with it. And they interpret it the way they want to. So I think it's both. I mean, we definitely learn. I feel like if you watch our videos, there's a progression, you know, not only like technical ways, but also in comedy and how we go and, you know, what we figure out, what's funny, you know, after we do it. And that's one of the great things about online is that we can put out a sketch. And even if it's not perfect, we can take what we learn from it and, you know, apply it to the next sketch that we do.
Yes. So when y'all writing these sketches, do y'all have someone, or do one of y'all ever say, well, you know, whoa, we got to be careful, you're going to offend the homosexual community, you know, are we going to offend, you know, the black community? Are you careful about that, or you like to push the envelope?
I think it helps us as writers better not to have any sort of restrictions on what we're trying to do. I think the best thing for us to do is just go ahead and write what we want to write and then look at it later. You know, like, I think it's a hindrance to try to write and have kind of like, oh, well, I don't want to write that. That might offend this person, especially with comedy. It'll really kill a lot of your humor if you're constantly worried about what people might think.
In terms of, like, being true to the audience, it's a lot of it just being true to ourselves. Like, you know, in Gay Hunt, like, that's our opinion, you know, at the end of the sketch when they just say, oh, I'm actually okay with you being gay. Like, they're, you know, that's our opinion. You know, we were true to our own, you know, thoughts on him, and we just brought it out, and the audience picked up on that. And you know, the ones that agreed with that, you know, definitely acknowledged that and related to that.
comedy has the impact to not only lighten up somebody's day, but change an individual's life. And from my understanding, Lamar, comedy saved your life. Am I not right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let me tell you a story of how comedy saved my life. So, like, one day I was, I'm new to L.A. I'm from Georgia, so I'm just a young kid from Georgia in the big city. And I was walking down the street to work, and then I saw these two guys. They looked like thugs. I'm not going to lie. I thought they were gangsters. So, I'm like, all right, man, these guys, and they're looking at me, and I look like, I got my backpack on. I don't know why I have a backpack, by the way, but they're like, hey, where you going, homie? Where you going? And I'm like, oh, man, this is nothing but trouble. And then I'm like, but, like, seriously thinking, like, these guys might be trying to do something. So I'm just like, all right, let me just keep walking. And they're like, hey, what's up, homie? What's up? And then I turn around, and then I'm telling you, Motown, it was like a 180 switch. Like, they were like, oh, snap, that's the dude from Northside Comedy. And they started jumping up and down, and they were like, oh, and they started naming all the sketches. They were like, what's that smell? You know, your boy, you can tell me the smell. I remember that. And they, like, named off all the actors. I was like, how y'all know the actors' name? They're reading the bios and stuff. They're like, what's up, Iowa said, what up? And then I'm like, this just saved my life.
Comedy saved your life.
Yeah. Not only did I get back to Rob, but I'm realizing that we have a future in comedy. and our fan base is urban youth that's pretty violent. But that's great.
You gotta love it. You gotta love comedy. You just gotta love the stories like that. So y'all have a project coming up, if I'm not correct, right? You got something great that everyone could be looking for. Can you give us just a little bit, a little exclusive on Motown Maurice's Hustling Shuffle? Give us a little exclusive about what to expect, what's coming up soon.
Oh, yeah. Well, on December 1st, we have a new sketch coming out. It's called 8 Stages of a Breakup.
Uh-oh.
Definitely one of our biggest sketches. And, we definitely take a funny Northside spin on the stages that one would go through after going through a relationship breakup. Starring Lamar Woods. And December 1st of the month, every month we're putting out a new sketch. So definitely, subscribe to our YouTube channel and check it out.
We're really excited about this one too. We have a lot of new actors that we work with this time, like Dean Black, who's a stand-up comedian, and Jafondi Cato, who's also a stand-up comedian out in L.A.
Killed it.
So I'm really excited to see this.
Nice. 8 Stages of Breakup. So when you divide the stages, who has, who has the most stages that reflect on their life? Like, I know you took it from real experiences. So, Lamar, your stages, you just got through a breakup. Well, dude, talk to me. You can be real. You can be open on this show.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, like, every sketch, we definitely base a lot of things from what we have experienced and stuff like that. But this one, we go through the general stages, like denial and bargaining and, those sort of breakup stages. But then we get kind of goofy with it towards the end, which I don't want to give away too much about the project, but we definitely,
that's not the answer I'm looking for. What I want to know is who got broken up with and locked himself up in the room, depressed, crying, and didn't want to be bothered with anybody. And then the other person came in to console him and say, yo, I think we got something here. Because I know one of you went through it. It just ain't happening, no idea. No, somebody recently broke up with somebody, and then just came to life. Be real with me. Talk to me.
Yeah, we've had this sketch sitting with us for a while, and, we definitely, we've both gone through breakups in the past, so we just took that together and wanted to do a funny.
Y'all both really experienced in the breakup era. Okay, I got you. I got you.
I was super experienced, Not like we just go through breakups like constantly.
That is funny. That is funny. So why don't y'all go ahead and start plugging your website and just starting to let people know where they can find you, because y'all have some really good stuff, and more people need to know about it. We need more urban youth to know about what y'all are doing so you can be protected, no matter where you go.
Yeah, definitely. I'll echo you, okay? Go ahead.
There are definitely, you want to check us out on www.northsidecomedy.com.
Northsidecomedy.com.
And there's a Twitter page. It's Northside, basically Northside Comedy Twitter. And you definitely want to check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/NorthsideComedy.
Nice. One thing too,
if you go on our YouTube channel, definitely subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're coming out with a video every month, so if you subscribe, you'll definitely be able to catch the first video when it first comes out. Again, it's sent right to your email, so make sure you subscribe to Northside Comedy on YouTube.
Wow. Do y'all consider yourselves internet stars yet? Are y'all at that area or where you feel like you're internet stars?
Not yet. I think we got work to do. But I mean, I think we do have a good fan base to work off of, which we love our fans and they really support us really hard. And
we definitely feel comfortable on the internet. That's definitely like a place that, you know, Lamar and I 2 years ago didn't think that we'd be living on, but you know, now that we're online, we love it, and we want to, you know, pursue our careers online.
We don't have much time left, but Weldon, you're talking about the internet, and as each day goes by, you know, the internet becomes more impactful in our lives, and the truth of the matter is we don't even understand the power of the internet yet. So just talk about your communication with the internet and how it's been and where you think it's going in the future.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, in a grand sense, the internet, 10 years ago, we wouldn't even have been communicating on Facebook or YouTube or anything like that. And in just 10 years, it's become such a commonplace, household name, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. Just in terms of us as artists being able to communicate directly with our fans, I think it's just going to grow. I think in a few years, people are going to be going to the internet for their news and entertainment, not even bothering with television. Like I have an internet subscription, but I don't have cable. I think we're just going towards that point where it's just gonna, people are gonna go online for their content, for their sketch comedy, for their news.
Yeah. This is like a real medium for me and Weldon have complete control over our project. We're pretty much not influenced by anybody. We can do pretty much whatever we want. I think that's like a real freedom that people take for granted, and we're so happy to be able to do that online.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's so funny. I've met somebody recently. I communicated with somebody that canceled their cable, and they have this Roku box, and they just watch their favorite shows or their favorite videos over the box. It's like an internet box, and that's what people are doing. So you are definitely tapped into the future, so keep doing what you're doing. I'm proud of you, brothers. I'm proud. Keep doing it and keep making opportunities. Lamar.
Thank you, brother.
Lamar, plug no doubt. Lamar, plug the website one more time, if you don't mind.
www.northsidecomedy.com. Please check it out. Right now.
And make sure you subscribe. Brothers Lamar Woods, Weldon Powers, I really, really appreciate y'all being on the show, representing for NorthsideComedy.com. I'm waiting for my debut. Ooh. Don't forget about it, brother.
Yeah, you in it, man. We're getting you in the next sketch.
I've been hearing that for the last 2 years. I'm just playing. We're gonna do a sketch about me, trying to be on your channel, and you keep telling me, yeah, we're gonna get you with it. That's a sketch right there by itself.
Everywhere.
Oh man, listen, y'all. I'm gonna let y'all go because we're running out of time. But I do got one question I gotta ask you. Can you handle one more question?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead.
Okay. Who is the future of late night television?
Motown.
I believe it's Motown Maurice. That's what I've heard. Motown Maurice. That's the future of late night television.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So, brothers, keep doing what you're doing. Thank you very much for being on the show. Keep making great comedy. Keep destroying and twisting and challenging those stereotypes and packaging them the way that you are. That's so well done. Until next time, all right?
All right.
Cool. Thanks for having us, Hotel.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, 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 yes! That was Lamar Woods and Weldon Powers on the Motown Maurice Hustle and Shuffle, bringing to you straight comedy, non-stereotypical, stereotype style of comedy. They broke it down for you. Check them out. Check out their channel. They really got some good stuff. Make sure you check out Gay Hunt, Laundry Day, Let's Go Pee-Pee. It's a classic. So this is Motown Maurice. Make sure you check out my website, MotownMaurice.com, and you'll be watching The Quest of a Late Night Talk Show Host. Until next time, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for listening, Ma. Peace, blessings, and God bless.